This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Fears of wider war in the Middle East have spiked as Sunday strikes on Gaza kill over dozens of people and a stabbing in Israel kills two. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
In the courtyard of a hospital in central Gaza, people shout in panic as a tent camp housing displaced Palestinians catches fire from an Israeli strike. A young boy's body lay wrapped in a blanket on the ground, only his face exposed and motionless. A woman leans over and hugs him, begging him to wake up. In northern Gaza, health officials said another strike flattened a house, killing a family, including three children. Several more were killed in a strike on a vehicle in Gaza City, according to the local civil defense. In Tel Aviv, a Palestinian stabbed and killed two Israelis and wounded two others. The police said the attack was carried out by a Palestinian militant. I'm Karen Chamas.
An Israeli airstrike hit two schools in Gaza City on Sunday, killing at least 25 people, the Palestinian official news agency said, while the Israeli military said it struck a Hamas military compound embedded in the schools. Gaza health officials said at least 44 Palestinians have been killed on Sunday in total, a day after a round of talks in Cairo about ceasefire ended without result. Vice President Kamala Harris will interview three top candidates, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, U.S. Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro at her Washington, D.C. residence on Sunday. Harris met with her vetting team on Saturday, including former Attorney General Eric Holder, who scrutinized the finances and background of potential running mates and made an in-depth presentation on each of the finalists, according to sources familiar with the process. Harris is expected to announce her choice as early as Monday and present them on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Reports say a new round of violence in Bangladesh has left dozens of people dead and hundreds of others injured as student protesters clashed with police and ruling party activists. The country's leading Bengali language daily said at least 75 people were killed Sunday, including at least 14 police officers. Protesters are demanding the resignation of the prime minister. The military announced a new curfew was in effect Sunday evening for an indefinite period. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump proposed to debate Democratic U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Fox News on September 4th. And the Harris campaign said Trump is trying to back out of a debate that had been set to run on ABC. Reuters' Alex Cohen has more.
Harris wants to stick to the debate scheduled to run on ABC later next month. She posted on X Saturday, "It's interesting how anytime, any place becomes one specific time, one specific safe space. I'll be there on September 10th, like he agreed to. I hope to see him there." On Saturday, Trump said on Truth Social that Harris is afraid to do it and that he will see her on September 4th, quote, "or I won't see her at all." Earlier, he said the ABC debate has been terminated in that President Joe Biden will no longer be a participant and because he is in litigation with ABC.
That was Alex Cohen from Reuters. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center said Sunday the storm has maximum sustained winds of 60 miles per hour, up from 50 miles per hour just a few hours ago. The Hurricane Center predicted Tropical Storm Debbie will become a hurricane before coming ashore. In an AP interview, NHC senior hurricane specialist Richard Patch said Debbie is expected to strengthen as it moves up the Gulf Coast of Florida.
We're expecting it to make landfall in the Big Bend area of Florida Monday morning, and we're expecting it to strengthen into a hurricane, probably some rapid strengthening occurring here tonight before the center makes landfall.
Forecasters warn it also could drop heavy rains over North Florida and the Atlantic coasts of Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina later this week. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday that Ukraine's Air Force pilots have started flying F-16s for operations over Ukraine, confirming the long-awaited arrival of the U.S.-made fighter jets more than 29 months since Russia's invasion. Until now, Ukraine has relied on an aging fleet of Soviet-era warplanes that are outgunned by Russia's more advanced and far more numerous fleet. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.